This is what I'm calling for the church this morning. Joel 1:14 says, consecrate a fast and call a sacred assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God and cry out to your God. We need to do this. Now in Scripture there are two things. One I'll get into the next part, the personal part. But there's a part in the church where it's called a corporate fast. It's a time to call out the individuals and say, hey, look, we need to do this. We need to seek the Lord while He may be found. In Joel chapter 2, verse 12, it says this, now therefore, says the Lord, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping and mourning. It's time to be humble before our God. That doesn't mean weeping and mourning is because we're broken and everything's falling apart. It comes with contrite heart. We need to come before the Lord and say, Lord, I'm broken before you. How many of us we need that? See, we need to fall on the rock so we're broken to pieces and not have the rock fall on us and destroy. There needs to be a voluntary surrender when it comes to this. When it comes to fasting and praying, that means it's a consecrated time. I know this. I shared with the first service. When I fast and pray, I can smell barbecue 5 miles away. I can come out and go, somebody's cooking. I'm serious. Makes me know how much I like food. Say amen. How many knows that it's going to be there? But fasting prayers means you're consecrating this time, saying, I'm going to abstain from what I need in the natural to enter into the supernatural, the spiritual. I'm going to deny me. I'm going to abstain from me. I'm going to deny my own fleshly things to accomplish a spiritual goal. Do you think God will honor that? Turn to Matthew chapter 6, if you would. Matthew chapter 6. Tell me when you got it. Christians are called to fast for a spiritual purpose. I want you to look at verse 18. We'll go there, then we'll back up for a moment. It says this, when you fast, Matthew 6:18, when you fast, do not appear to men to fast, but to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. How many knows that is a real reality? Now, how many here like rewards? One person. How many like rewards? Man, your hand should be up. All right, I share with the first service, when I'm driving down the road and I see, you know, Fido is missing, $500 reward, I'm looking for Fido. I'm serious. I mean, I'd find your dog for free, but how many knows it $500 for Fido? Come on in, Fido. I'll clean the seat afterwards. Yes or no? How many knows they're looking for it because how many know they care for their pets? How many knows a reward is good? What if God Himself could reward you? How many are like, I want to be in that position? Amen? And it takes denying of me for that accomplishment. See, Jesus fasted and prayed while He was on this planet and He accomplished great things. So shall we. A lot of the church doesn't have much to do with this because it invades our personal space. You know what? I'm up to here with a personal space. I know we need things to do. I know we're individuals in some things. But you know what? The Lord has a right to intervene your schedule. Oh, that should be thunderous amens. Because I only have one Lord, and His name is Jesus. And if I'm making Jesus Lord of my life, then I'm no longer Lord. He is. Oh. He doesn't treat me like a puppet, but He leads me and guides me into all righteousness. On Saturday at 8 o'clock, He has a right to invade my schedule. As your pastor, I'm bringing this to you, that He wants us to do this as a church. I'm serious. So no matter where you're at, I want you to spend a little time in prayer. If you're at home, who's ever there, agree with me, we're going to touch. I'm going to cover some things to touch here in just a minute. Look at verse 16. Fasting is normally done privately, but listen, sometimes it's called publicly. It says this, moreover, verse 16, when you fast, don't be like the hypocrites, who for a sad countenance disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men fast. Surely I say they have their reward already. When you're fasting, don't do this. Oh, Pastor Lauren, I am fasting today. I want you to know that. Look at my face. Oh, it's hurting me. How many of those? Jesus says, don't do that. Don't come in the room like this. Oh, pastor, been fasting and praying. Nobody knows what I've been through. How many barbecues I had to walk by. How many sandwiches I had to turn down. The Bible says you have your reward. What we should do is, good job, that's all you get. No, but when you do that, hey, if you need to take a bath, take a bath. Come in like you're normal. So you don't appear unto men to fast, but unto your Father who's in secret. Now, I know this for a fact. This has happened to me countless times. When you set aside to fast and pray, somebody's going to invite you out for lunch. Somebody's going to invite you out for breakfast or dinner. How many of that's true? And with all that's within you, you want to honor them. Sometimes you have to go, you know what? Can I take a rain check on that? And sometimes you have to share, hey, listen, I'm fasting at this moment. Generally, they'll respect that. True? Now, that will happen. That doesn't mean you're appearing on the men because you're telling them what's going on. But you're not making a public example. How many of you can pick up that meal afterwards? You can do it later. But how many of you, when you set your heart to that, it needs to be focused. I'm just not skipping a meal. I'm fasting for a purpose. And my purpose is His purpose. God, I want you to work. I want you to do this. It changes you and the situation. Now, as a church, can you imagine if we do this together as a church? What's going to happen? I really believe the strongholds that have been held over Michigan will start to break. I'm not responsible for every other church. I pastor this one. Now, do I want other churches to do what we're doing? Absolutely, because it's spiritual in nature. But I have to be accountable for this church. So, church, I want to see it happen. How many here need to have some breakthroughs that haven't happened yet? Let me see your hand. Everybody look around. Okay? I'm going to ask this question. How many need some divine healing in your body? Look at church. We all need something in here. How many have family members or situation or whatever? You just need that. Undue heavy burdens, relationships restored. It's 100%. So we have to go to the source which our help is, and that's the Lord. When we deny ourselves, we're picking up our cross. Because this is not in the natural. It isn't something like you wake up and go, you know what? I'm just going to do this because I'm such a good person. No, this is a spiritual thing. I share with the first service. There isn't a church here in Michigan or America that could handle one city coming to Christ. Say 200,000 people came to Christ tomorrow. What church could house that? Come on, be honest. Sometimes our view is so small of what God wants to do. We have to be ready to say, God, I want every square inch of this 5 acres we have to be used for the glory of God. I share with the first service, when we use every inch, we'll buy the school back there and the church hill can buy another piece of property. Come on. I really have a burden in my heart that when seniors get older, I like to have our own senior complex. That they're in their sunset years, we could take care of them in their sunset years. That's something on my heart. I really want to see that happen. Come on. How many of us, Lord, should we all get a little bit old? Wouldn't that be great? I really do. I really have that in my heart. Can God do more than we can ask or think? Then when it comes to breaking down strongholds, we have to gather together. It hasn't happened in Michigan since we've been here. We've seen God move in pockets, but not a mighty move. Now picture Jesus one day preaching a sermon. And 5,000 people showed up for his sermon that day. And he asked his disciples, do you have anything to set before them, some food? And they said, no, Lord, we don't. But we found a boy that has a few loaves and fishes. Bring them to me. And he prays over it. Now picture this. Picture 5,000 people now on the property, you guys. And your pastor said, listen to me, tell them to sit down in companies of 50s and 100s. Okay, have them sit down. And then you bring this little lunch forward, and we all go, God, multiply the loaves and fish. Can you kind of see how much the miracle is? How many have just a little doubt he could do it? How many are looking at, that's just too overwhelming for it to happen? But how many are like, God, you're able. See, Jesus, when a need and a demand was put on him, he was already fit to meet the need. That means he was already fasting and praying, not catching up to it. Oh, there's a word there. We need to be ahead of the need spiritually. And all of us have that capacity. How many of us, the Lord will enable us? Does anybody believe that? How many be like, Lord, multiply this fish, and all of a sudden, here it goes. Here's the first basket out. Here's the second plate. Here's the third plate. Here's the fourth plate. Here's the 500, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000, 4,500, 5,012. Now, the Bible says that 5,000 were fed plus women and children. I haven't met any Jewish families that have one kid. Oh, I'm preaching now. I've worked for two of those companies. They have multiple children. I don't know how many were fed there, but 5,000 is the lowest estimate given. I mean, God is able. And can you imagine? They were all fed and filled, and yet they took up baskets. I love this. Those who deal out the food will end up with a basket themselves. There was leftovers enough to take them home and feed your family too. Isn't that cool? How many would be like going through that thing like, cool. That's just flat awesome. Many of the miracles they didn't really realize till after the resurrection. We need to realize that we're in a miracle right now. We're living in a miracle. We are one. God reached you, he can reach anybody. God reached you, that's a miracle. Your heart has changed, that's a miracle. Then the rest of the miracle will unfold. Say amen. I share with the first service. I heard Paul Young Yi Cho speak one time to new ministers. He said, you ministers, you'll know right away if you're called. One is that you're called, or one, you'll be out of the ministry because you'll be destroyed. I mean, the devil doesn't play easy. You'll either make it or be destroyed. There's no game when it comes to ministry, I guarantee it. You have to be above it. You got to get the armor on. It's not one thing you just pick up because you can't do anything else. It's a calling by God. He said, I'll give you new ministers if you come here, 5,000 people tomorrow to start your congregation. How many of that shut up everybody? How many of God has a way of multiplying? But when it comes to prayer, people will seek the Lord while he may be found. I want us to start Saturday at 8 o'clock at night to seek the Lord, to call out collectively. No matter where you're at, God move. How many of us that'll change the environment at the restaurant or here or home or wherever? And God will look at that and say, you know what, that's a unified thing. Is this good this morning? When it comes to the Holy Spirit, in Acts chapter 13, verses 2 and 3, that when they fasted and prayed, the Holy Spirit said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work of the ministry. Notice that fasting and prayer allowed two individuals that were great apostles to come out. Come out! I'm going to call them to a region. Who knows what the Lord will do during this time? How many knows that there are still Billy Grahams and Kathleen Coleman out there? Come on, there's still Fusey Pickett's out there. There's still great people that God wants to raise up. Now, I appreciate everybody in our worship team. I love it when I see our young people fill in too. How many of us, we need to encourage that. We need to encourage the next generation to live for God. And I'm glad in our youth group it's not watered down or lukewarm. Say amen. Our kids hear the gospel here. That's good. Acts 14, verse 23. They appointed elders in every church, and when they prayed and fasted, they commended them to the Lord. There's something about doing that, church, that we're coupling our prayers and our fasting together. It's pinpointing. It's like taking that area and hitting the area and where he's at, the strongholds. I believe this with all my heart, that somebody prayed for you. If you got saved, I believe somebody prayed for you. I wonder how many fasted and prayed and got before God for in your behalf. It's kind of quiet. Can God do it for somebody else? Listen, if you got saved, what a miracle that is. Amen? How many did some bonehead things in your lifetime already? Let me see your hand. You done some bonehead things, like you look back and go, my gosh, what was I thinking? Amen? And how many in here are just kind of clumsy? You're just kind of clumsy. My wife and I are clumsy. We are. We're just naturally clumsy. And we're in Myers the other day, and she's moving the shopping cart. And like I'm just giving her some grief, just walking with her. And she runs into the end of the checkout aisle, like where the racks are, and parts begin to fall off on the floor. And I'm like, hey, man, you're destroying the place. She says, oh, man, sorry. And then she hits it again. Another thing falls off. I'm like, man, I need to get away from you. And there's a lady around the other aisle. She's just laughing. I'm like, she's destroying the place. My wife's trying to put this stuff back on. That's the way we are. We're the loud neighbors. We're those neighbors. Amen. How many of us God is good? How many of us He'll recognize, hey, I'm walking with you. But one thing I want to be is I want to be, Lord, what you want me to be. Do you know what? You're a spirit being too. You have flesh. You have a casing. I can see that. But the real you is in there. That spirit man. You've been born again. That's what leaves when his body. Every funeral has a casing that's left there. But the real life is gone. That real life is in there. That spiritual area. When I deny my flesh, I'm allowing that spirit man to arise. It's like when I pray in the spirit, I'm building up that area. Amen? God's good. I want you to turn to Isaiah 58 for a moment. Isaiah chapter 58. Now, I have super giant print Bible. How many can read it from here, all right? This is super giant print. When you get to Psalm 119, it's like 80 pages, I swear. Super giant print, amen? One day I'm going to have new eyes. Liken unto Christ. Isaiah 58, tell me when you got it. Look at verse 6. Somebody say, is this not the fast? Somebody say, is this not the fast? Now look at the verse. Is this not the fast I have chosen? I want to walk in what God has chosen for me. You want to know the will of God? Here you go. I've chosen you to fast and pray. Me. Out of all the billions of people on the planet, you, I've called you to fast and pray. As your pastor, I'm going to lead you in paths of righteousness. Look at verse 6. Is this not the fast I've chosen? To loose the bands of wickedness. How many knows those bands of wickedness have held people? To undo heavy burdens. To let the oppressed go free and to break every yoke. That's a powerful prayer. If we'll do this together, this is what God has chosen to accomplish this spiritual goal. Now, it isn't just like this. I'm just going to skip a meal and go through my normal day and say a fast and pray. You may have missed a meal, but there must be a time that you pray during that time. Now, I understand, like, if you're working, the Lord's doing this, you may have to go off to your car and be alone, fast and pray during lunchtime. I don't know what it is for you to be alone or have a time to agree with somebody in prayer. But that takes an effort. It takes planning. Amen? Lord, I'm going to spend this time. Look at it and say, you know what? Nothing's going to. Now, if you have a schedule already this Saturday, then I've done this. I've had a time where I've been even at a wedding or a reception. And I promised somebody I would pray at a time. I gently excused myself from the table, went out into the lobby area where I was alone, and met that obligation and came back to the normal thing. I wasn't going to do it on the men, but I'm going to do it on the God. If you make a promise, make sure you'll fulfill your vow. Fulfill your vow. God will honor that area. Is this good? Look at verse 7. Is it not to deal bread to the hungry? How many of that's just a true fact? When you start to fast and pray, you're starting to give out of areas. You're starting to release those things. You're starting to cover those things. And I know this for a fact, that God will multiply your seed sown. Prayer accomplished this, it's good. Coupled with fasting and prayer, broke every yoke. Finished the course. It also gets me laser focused. It starts to show me my weakness. Every time I fast and pray, somebody has a barbecue around my house. Now, does anybody like meat besides Allie? Allie likes fried green tomatoes and lettuce. She likes veggie burgers. You ever seen a veggie burger? It's smashed grass. It literally is grass in a press. And when you cook it, it just like, oh, why am I here? Amen. It even talks to you, all right? But that's okay. I don't kid. I'm just kidding. All right? If you're a vegetarian, that's cool. You're probably more healthy. But does anybody like meat, first of all? Maybe you're all vegetarians. How many like real meat? Like barbecue, like get down. There you go. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now I do like some wild game. We have a wild game night. That's pretty awesome. But the other day, I was fasting, praying, my wife and I went to one of those antique shows or swap meets or whatever you want to call it, all right? It's junk in a box, what it is. But anyways, treasure, there you go. Anyways, I'm getting close and I'm like, man, I smell barbecue. Before I saw one piece of whatever, I'm like, I know that smell. Oh, and as soon as I walked through the gate, this guy had this huge display. It was like 8x8 with grills covered with every precious meat on the planet. Amen? Cooked to perfection. And how many knows, if you're spending a time fasting and prayer, your whole body's like, oh, it's time to break it. Lord, I've accomplished the goal. Oh, amen? It's like it draws you like a magnet. You're like, you can't even walk away from it. It's like pulling you in by the tractor beam. Oh, you're all perfect in here. But how many knows it's for a spiritual cause? Yes or no? How many want to see that cause happen? Look at verse 9. It says this, you will call and I will answer. You will cry and he will say, I am here. Akiyad has arrived. I am here. You want to hear the voice of God? Deny yourself. Begin to set your heart on him. He will hear your heart cry. You will cry out. And when he says, I'm here, you'll have what you ask. Amen? Isn't that cool? Look at verse 11. And the Lord shall guide you continually and satisfy your soul, even in drought. Make your bones fat. How many know that means healthy? You'll be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose water that will not fail. I love when you get to the next verse. Even the waste places shall be restored. Even what's been destroyed in your own life, maybe through your own foolishness or not, will be restored. How many knows that's a good thing? Because we've all done some things foolishly in sin. How many agree to that? I'm the chiefest among sinners in here. You all follow right after me. But thanks be for the grace of God. Now that's a big debate, but how many are thankful for the forgiveness of the Lord? How many want to see the waste places restored? I had a vision one time that the water, the streams were coming from the throne and they were coming down like just cascading. And wherever they went into the city, it instantly changed things. They went from barren and dirty to green and lush. Even the buildings that were there began to be restored as the water of life came. How much the Lord can do this? Church, we need to see this. We need to be that beachhead. We need to see those things happen because it's not only going to happen here, it's going to be a corporate thing. This is a spiritual thing the Lord's trying to get people's attention about. I can't speak for everyone else. I only can speak for where we're at. But I want to see these things happen. Say amen. Can God do it? We need to delight ourselves in the Lord. So fasting, don't make it like this. Oh, I got to fast today. Oh, I just can't wait till I can eat again. All right, just abstain, you'll eat again. And when you do eat again, don't gorge yourself because you give yourself a good stomach ache. Slowly work into those things. Is this good? Fasting cures unbelief. How many of us, sometimes we all have a little bit of that measure? I haven't met a perfect person in this arena. I don't care how spiritual they are. Sometimes we have a little bit of doubt that's there. Matthew 17, Jesus met a boy that had epilepsy or a situation where it threw him into fits. And Jesus said, can you believe? And he goes, I believe. Help my unbelief. Even that area there becomes stronger because I really want to have it where if somebody comes forward for prayer, I just don't want to pray for him for pray for him's sake. That's nice. I want to see their needs met because I prayed. Amen. True? I may want to walk away different from those things or have the confidence the Lord is working. I can sense him. That comes through fasting and prayer. We all have that power residing within us. It needs to be released. Faith grows, it develops. And as it develops, how many knows it needs to be put forth? When it comes to fasting, we combine it with prayer, we can stand biblically upon the promises He has said. I have a biblical right to ask these things according to what Jesus said. Then it's yes and amen. How many want to pray according to the will of God? You know what the will of God is? All men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's God's will. He don't want anyone to perish. I'm not willing that any should perish. Should we pray for souls? Absolutely. How many believe that? How many believe that we need to see the infilling of the Holy Spirit happen to people? Jesus said, I'm going to go away so I can send the Holy Ghost. Tell me, no matter what denomination you came from, what happened in the upper room when the Holy Ghost fell? How many knows they had a new language to speak? To unlock the mysteries that have been fenced in for so long, you're going to have a new power language. You can speak the mysteries of God through your mouth from this vessel. Powerful. It's not a joke, it's power. Amen? And notice, healing was a normal part of the church. Even the Pharisees never doubted healing happened. They were just mad it happened on the Sabbath. But they didn't doubt it wouldn't happen. They're just mad because Jesus healed. Jesus said, hey, if you have an ox, you have an animal falls in the ditch on the Sabbath, you'll go get him out. Isn't this person worth more than that animal? I mean, Jesus put it plain. We need to get back to grassroots believing. Fasting will put us back in that area. The church is so scattered and believe in all kinds of stupid, foolish stuff. I'm serious. It's a collective group of people with no power available. It's like just another club group and puts Jesus' name on it. Oh, I'm preaching now. He wants to come and find power in His house, faith in His house. People are sanctified by the power of the Holy Spirit. I don't want to be like the world. I came out of the world. Bless God, I don't want to go back to it. And I don't want to be lulled to sleep by it either. I want to be changed from glory to glory. I'm calling the church 8 o'clock to pray, to exercise what God has given you. The Lord will give you wisdom, amen? My heart breaks for Pat Vess. I want to see her healed. That disease has taken hold of her body. I want to see that gone in Jesus' name, amen? We had a great time with Miss Mary the other day. Miss Mary is here. Miss Mary loves Jesus. We go over to Miss Mary's house, her apartment. We want to pray Miss Mary's right in the Holy Ghost, calling down, God, move! Thank you, Jesus, amen? I walk away blessed from her house, amen? If her neighbors aren't saved, they're going to get saved. There's too much power in that hall. Hallelujah. When we start to deny ourselves, that means we start to take the mastery over the man, over our appetites. It aids in our victory. We're not overcome, we're overcoming. Amen? It gets, I'm overcoming. I've been overcome. I'm overcoming. It starts to crucify those areas. And even the enemy himself hates it. He will attack you. I wish I could say you'd be free from that. He'll try to distract you. He'll try to get you emotionally. He may even go to another step, but greater is He that's in you. Don't stop what is right, even if you feel opposition. Keep pushing through. No, this is right. He's always tripped us up. He's tripped us up for years, but no longer. No longer. I'm on that front line. If you didn't need armor, then we wouldn't be in a battle. But you need the armor in the battle. And if God can equip you, then give me everything I need. Amen? Just don't give me a little squirt gun. Give me the best gun. The Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Let a rapid fire from the ghost do a work. Speaking the victory out of my mouth. Who'd ever think some madman would shoot a bunch of armless people from a building? Talk about demonic. That is set up demonic. That is thought through demonic. That's what's in the hearts of people today. We need to see strongholds brought down. Amen? We can't just wish it away. We just can't go, well, oh, is well. No, it's time to pray, church. It's time to pray and seek the Lord. when I look at those, I went through all those little bios like some of you, and I looked at all the ages of the people and where they were from, so many different areas, from Canada. It just breaks my heart. There's 58, now 59 people into eternity. I don't know where they stood with the Lord. But no one was thinking this was your last day. True? You just, that's not a thing in you. But Lord, let's be serious about it. Lord, let's touch. Amen? Then for those who are alive and remain, oh God, do a sovereign work. The truth is that you may know somebody or finally run into somebody one day that's been there. With 22,000, a small minimum, sooner or later we're going to run into somebody. Lord, I pray that you'll work. I read of one account of a guy that was away from the Lord. He goes, and that day I turned back to God. He spared my life. And Lord, God, let that be in others. But do we want to see it happen? Then we need to spiritually be there, church. I can't overemphasize this. The last 2 days, the Lord's been laying this heavy upon me, that we need to fast and pray like never before. And we need not just to do it individually, but corporately. A corporate time seeking Him together. If we do, then we'll have those answers. How many want to hear the Lord say, call and I'm here. Answer. I'll show you great and mighty things. Cry unto me. We all need to have that. How many knows the heavy burdens begin to be shifted? The glory's like the noonday. How many knows that's powerful? I remember one time, there was a time I was fasting prayer. I shared with some of you. Thanksgiving. My family, it's all together. I shared this with the first service. Picture this. There's mashed potatoes and gravy. There's real stuffing right here. There's real turkey right here. Little cornbread, little corn right here. Oh man, it was just calling. Eat and enjoy. How many can see that plate? And then I'm ready to leave and put my food on the table. And the Lord said, I need you to fast and pray today. Everything within me, no, that can't be God. I rebuke that in the name of Jesus. This is Thanksgiving. It's not any other day. This is not a ham sandwich I'm going to put down and no big deal. This isn't baloney, here we go. No, this is Thanksgiving. And I remember chuckling, going, no way. Now, I didn't share it with anyone in the family. I didn't. I just slowly put things away, wrapped this up, and then I went off while the family ate. There was a lot of people there, so it wasn't like I was big missed. And I said, Lord, I'll do this because you want me to. I want to be obedient. I shared with the first service, I did a crusade starting the next day. 90 people got saved on the first day. 90 people. People ran to the altars. They literally ran. They got out and ran to get their life right. How many of those I had to repent? To think of my own little fleshly needs just for a moment. Come on, true? I said, Lord, forgive me for even thinking anything different. Now, I'm not saying that you'll have to give up your thanksgiving, but I want you to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. I didn't appear unto men to fast because that wasn't my portion. Half of them wouldn't understand anyways. But the truth is that you're doing it unto God. But it undid heavy burdens. It let the oppressed go free. It broke every yoke. It dealt bread to the hungry. I love this. It covered the nakedness. It even covers our own faults. We cried out to God and He heard. We stop ceasing others. We stop speaking vanity. We have compassion on those that are hurting. It satisfies your soul. How many of all these are promises? And it's like your glory will shine like the noonday. It's like people will go, man, there's something different about you. And you can share, Jesus is with me. If that happens with an individual, what happens with a church? We have yet to see what God can do when a church does it. I want to be that church. I said, I want to be that church. I've been in services in churches, in big churches, where secular music just jams from the pulpit and people think they can enter into worship after. You're kidding yourself. You can't mix strange fire and holy fire. Now, I'm not anti-everything here. There's some great music that's out there. I've watched quite a few movies in my day. Not all of them are demonic. Are you getting me here? But how many knows when it's intimacy, I'm not going to add strange fire to it? And I've also walked out of movies because the rating didn't match what the movie was. And I felt convicted and embarrassed. I mean, as I'm man enough to walk out and say, look, I forgive me for that. That was not right. Can we all do that, church? We need to be our brother's keeper. If it causes your brother to stumble and you're doing something, don't do it. Amen? Don't do it. Do it for the conscience sake. This caused my brother to stumble and I'm not doing it. Amen? Is this good? I served with a pastor that really, he really loved horses. He really did. And the only place you see him running is at a horse track. He says, but I'd never go there because I'd be afraid somebody would think I'm there just to gamble when the only thing I like is the horses. So he did it just for the sake of appearance. How many think that's pretty noble? I thought that's cool, Brute. I understand. Church, I'm calling you now to do it. At 8 o'clock on Saturday evening, wherever you're at, I want you to spend a moment in prayer. The length of it's between you and the Lord. If somebody's in your home, agree with them. If you're out and about, look for somebody. I'm believing for God. And if there's nobody, then you spend a moment of prayer. Draw aside and pray. I'm challenging you also to be obedient to fast too. The Lord can speak that anytime, any day, anywhere. Whatever that is, I want you to say, yes, Lord. Will anybody do this, church? I'm asking you, will you do this? Here's a big truth. I can't be responsible for what you do. Only leads you to where you need to go. And you must do your portion. I've learned that years ago, that here's where we're going, church. Please come with. You can ask the Lord yourself if it's real. He may tell you to do more. Say amen. But you do your portion. And we will see it happen. Praise the Lord. As we close here, is there anyone here this morning? Say, Pastor, I need to get my life right. I sense Him moving in my heart. And there's some areas that I still get tripped up on. But I'm going to go after God. I'm even going to use this time to fast and pray, even to get victory there. Who is that this morning? Just lift your hand up. I'm not going to embarrass you. Okay, anybody else? Say, I got some areas. I see it. Anybody else? I see it. Anybody else? You got some areas that you know the Lord needs to change? Some breakthroughs? Okay? Okay? Remember, we're in the house of love here. Nobody remembers the last altar call but you. Anybody else? Okay? Secondly here is, how many need to be more spiritually focused? How many knows it's easy to forget at 8 o'clock on Saturday, won't it? It's easy to forget. Then make a way you remember. Have your phone remind you. Alarm go off. Whatever it takes. I'm going to be there. I'm going to be fit. I'm going to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. That'll reap a reward for everybody. As we close in prayer, I want us to stand in the gap for Pat Vess. I want to see the power of God come upon her that she walks in whole. How many need a physical healing in your body in here? Why don't you lift your hands up? Father, in the name of Jesus, we call for the great deliverer, the healer of our soul, to heal your people. Lord, of every infirmity, of every sickness in the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no hold, no authority to operate in this house. In the name of Jesus, we take authority over your works, your schemes, your lies, your deception. Lord, let healing virtue flow. I speak the healing word, Lord God. By your stripes, we are healed. Lord, for Pat Vess, Lord God, that you'll raise her up, I curse that MS in her body. I curse that sickness in Jesus' name. Lord, reverse, Lord, what that sickness has done. Her cells in her body to rejuvenate. Strength again to her legs. Lord, for Miss Mary, Lord, that she won't have to push that walker. Strengthen her legs, healing virtue upon in the name of Jesus. Lord, we stand together as a church in faith, believing for miracles. Now, whatever you need in your body, begin to speak that healing upon. Whether it's internal, whether it's a situation, by His stripes we're healed. Corporate healing to be upon. Heart conditions to change. Lord, migraines to go, Lord God. Leg conditions, Lord God. Lord, even personal issues to be whole in the name of Jesus. Father, do a work, Lord God. Do a work of healing, strength, and deliverance. And we thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, in the precious name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And last, as we close, church, how many are sensing we're entering into a more intimacy in worship? How many are sensing it? Then we need to continue on that path. Lord, we want to love you. We want to know you. That'll change the world. Amen? Amen. If you would, lift your hands. I want to bless you this morning. Father, a blessing on this congregation. That, Lord, you'll go with each one in strength and power. Lord, meet every need in each home. And, Lord, bring us back in that appointed day strengthened, filled, and, Lord, serving you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Thank you for your time this morning.